Blog Talk Radio.
There will be days that just go wrong, make you wanna holler and shout, your hands up in the air, wondering what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And you think that things can't get much worse in a second. Oh, everything just goes south. Keep on keeping on. Whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. Road ain't alone. Keep on keeping on. Stand in your way.
They're always saying,
always saying what you cannot do. Mm-hmm. Don't stop chasing your dreams and working hard to make them come true. Oh. And if it ever gets too tough, just remember. Don't kill you, makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. The road ain't alone. Keep on keeping on. Keeping on, whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. I'll give you one better time. With God's grace, you're gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside.
Welcome to Parental Sovereignty Radio. We are following this current debacle State of the Union address right now, and we've got a great, great show tonight. We've got Daryl.
Hey, Jennifer, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I was going off and talking all the way, and I had mute on. Crazy that happens.
Okay.
So I'll start all over again. Thank you, Jen, for jumping in there. If you hadn't, I wouldn't have realized I was still just talking to a dead microphone. Welcome to Contending for Truth Radio. Keep on keeping on, as we do every week. We're going to have a great show tonight. Of course, that was Jennifer Montrose, co-host down in Alabama. We've got Dan Wilson, co-host down in Florida, Newport Richie. And Rodney Stanhope out in California. He might be with us later on this evening. He's got, of course, his Monday night show, Monday nights with Rodney Stanhope and Brian Dawson. They're doing a great job. You'll probably be on there with us. In fact, we got somebody else calling in, so it might be. And we've got some great things going on. Me from Scott Osborne from Texas. Texas now, we've been here for 4 weeks. California politics, a little bit boring to me. Texas politics, very exciting to me. A lot of things going on. Getting ready to do some really neat things this weekend. We'll talk about that towards the end of the show. We're going to have a very special guest tonight. Dara Bailey, a hard-working girl. Let me tell you, she does a lot. She's the vice president of iCaucus. She also is the director of sales and marketing at the Amada Media Group. And anybody that listens to this station knows Rick Amada is one of my favorite people. Got a lot of respect for him. And the One America News Network and everything that's going on with them, that's really exciting. We talked about that too. So we're going to talk to Dara in a few minutes and let her tell us what iCaucus is all about and everything that's going on there. You know, we've had a great week. And I'm getting ready. You know, Jennifer, we're supporting Rodney Conover. And so I've been getting back into Twitter. And my first night back into Twitter, you, Jennifer, have been down there. You and Rodney have been doing some things for Matt Jenkins in Alabama 7. And all of a sudden, this guy pops up, and I see this tweet. And I'll tell you, it says, unfollow Matt Jenkins. And Jennifer, Dan, you know how I am. That set me off. And so I turned around and basically told him that was unacceptable. It was unacceptable behavior on Twitter, and shame on him. Well, he responded back just as abominable. He called me a genius and said it was a joke. So I tweeted a little bit more, and then he called me a clown. Now, I'll give him one. I'm definitely a clown right here. Love to have fun, love to joke, but when serious is serious, serious is serious. And, you know, I really don't know this guy. I don't know about his character, Clayton Mark Turner. Let me tell you, he's in Alabama. Jennifer, I'm sure you can tell me a little bit about him. But let me tell you, when you start using ad hominem attacks and when you call somebody a genius being sarcastic, when you call somebody a clown, you're using ad hominem. And what ad hominem does, and I hate it when Republicans do this, because all ad hominem does is say that you can't debate. Socrates, a long, long time ago, said when debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the loser. And when people start calling names, it means all it says on their part is they don't know how to respond. And, you know, I'm going to give Clayton all kinds of credit. That's okay. He says he's a friend of Matt's, and he was just joking. And I think that's great. But you can't joke like that on Twitter because nobody knows your friends unless you put it in your tweet. You don't know, that could be your best friend you're saying to, but you've just said unfollow him, and people might take that serious. There's a certain etiquette and there's a certain character that we expect in this day and age. And you know, I hate it. I just hate it when Republicans act like that to one another. Now, I'm going to give him credit. He says he's friends with Matt, and he says he was just joking, and I give him credit for that. But I'm going to tell you what should have happened at that point was he turned around and just tweeted, I'm sorry, you know, that didn't come across right. I blew it, and then everything would have been okay. I'm huge on redemption. I'm huge on repenting. I've made a zillion mistakes in my lifetime. I've made some big ones, let me tell you. But let me tell you, when you dig in further and you start calling people names, that just goes to character. We talk a lot about character on this show because I believe right now our biggest problem is not ideology in Washington, D.C. It's character. It's all about character. It's about people that are going to stand up for what they believe in instead of looking around at what everybody else believes and decide that's where they're going to stand. Standing up for firm beliefs, standing up for what's right, being honest. When you make a mistake, stand up and say, I made a mistake. When you fall down, get up. You've jumped a hurdle, learn from your hurdle and grow. And I think that's what it's all about. I think right now our problem in Washington, D.C. is we've got a bunch of people that aren't willing to admit when they make mistakes. They're not willing to have good character. We've got people following the money. Whatever makes them some money, that's the way they vote. We've got so many character problems in Washington, D.C. And there's my rant for our opening of Contending for Truth Radio this evening, Parental Sovereignty Radio. I'm going to pass it to Jennifer Montrose real quick, let you put your 2 cents worth in on that. Pass it to Dan Wilson, and then Jennifer, I'll let Dan pass it back to you, and I'm going to let you introduce our special guest tonight, Dara Bailey. And I'm going to go ahead and unmute her now, Jennifer, so she'll be ready to do that when it comes back to you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. Can everybody hear me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. We have a wonderful guest tonight from California, Dara Bailey. A couple of years ago, maybe about 4 years ago, may have heard about an organization called iCaucus. It's a citizens-led organization. It's a movement where we the people, the constituents, get a chance to vet the candidate and get to say in your own state, in your own district, in your own precinct that you support the candidate or you do not. And so it's the people that endorse the candidate. And tonight she's going to talk about some things that have happened with iCaucus that are positive. There's been some changes at the helm. She recently became the national president for iCaucus. And they're doing some wonderful things, and we're looking forward to hearing how they're growing in every state. And from what I understand, they actually vet candidates from the schoolhouse to the White House. So this is a really wonderful, powerful tool that we have, and doesn't matter what party you come from, if you're running for office, iCaucus has something to say about it. You know, and if you're the candidate that needs to get elected, then they are going to say even more about you. So, you know, tonight we're watching President of the United States. You know, no disrespect to our commanding officer, but I will say that it's time that we hold his feet to the fire, hold him accountable. You know, the things that are going on with health care, the things that are going on in our country with our schools, the Constitution's being trampled on, our United States flag, the things, the values that we have here in America, you know. And so I'm really glad to see that we have people that are out there that are standing up for their values, you know, and speaking out. This is just something that I think that has been missed and forgotten in this United States. You know, Ronald Reagan, I just believe that, you know, we haven't seen anyone with that same mentality. We haven't seen anyone with, you know, the same values as Frederick Douglass in a long time standing up in office. You know, it's time that we quit, you know, remaining, I would say, Republican pink. You know, it's time that we as people, regardless of what party you're in, that we start standing up for values. You know, what has big government gotten us? You look at what's happening now. We've got government right now, it's trying to take over health care. What has that done for us? How many people have actually benefited from that? You know, the minimum wage keeps going up. What is that doing for those, you know, small businesses? They can't even afford to pay their employees and provide insurance for them. You know, now we've got people coming in that are illegal aliens that are getting more rights than the regular citizens, and even those that have earned their right to even be a naturalized citizen are getting rolled under the bus. You know, I mean, we've got to do our part. You know, here we have two candidates running for Congress, one in California 8, one in Alabama 7. You know, and they're standing up for the conservative principles. They're standing up for the values. Now, it's, to me, I don't see it as a Republican-Democrat thing right now. What I see is that people are suffering all over, you know, and when we bleed red. There's no pink. There's no light anything. I mean, we're all the same. When the Constitution was written, it was we the people, not we the black people, we the white people, we the Hispanic people. You know, and I truly believe you know, that it's time we as Americans should take a stand for our own values, the things that our founding fathers fought for, fought hard for, you know. And Dan, you know, down there in Florida, doing all that he can to be a voice, you know, for values in this country, to be a voice for the Constitution, for the American flag, to stand up for liberty. You know, he's been through the ringer with his help, but I can tell you right now that, you know, Florida will not go unnoticed. So, you know, our military has been rolled under the bus by our current administration. You know, it's time that we hold, Hillary Clinton's feet to the fire as well. You know, Alabama is strong in military support. You know, Matt Jenkins being a retired Navy veteran, so is his wife. Both from the Navy as well. You know, we've got people, Rodney Stanhope down here in Alabama fighting to see that District 7 is not forgotten, that we are taking a stand. Nobody's really done their great efforts to try to help the people in the Black Belt. They've tried to really be there for the constituents. We've seen a lot of photo ops walk through down here. We've seen a lot of pictures being taken, you know, when we had the tornado come through. It's a national disaster here in Alabama that went through the state, you know, and we had our president come through, and there was a lot of photo ops that were made with our current Congresswoman Terry Sewell. But what has actually happened to benefit those? Where's the infrastructure, you know? And so tonight we have Darrell Bailey, who's going to be talking about how we, the people, can get behind the candidate of the people's choice, not the establishment choice and not the progressive liberal choice, but the people's choice, where people can actually get to know the candidates and can actually have a voice. You know, we've been, it seems like media has been in control for so long of who gets picked for school board, for Congress, for Senate, for president, that it's time that we take the control back to the people, because it's the people that are going to make a difference. You know, we need people to get out and get on, and when they see people that are voting twice and they spot voter fraud, catch it long before we get to the voting date, so that we can make sure that these people, you know, are off the rolls. You know, so with that, I'm going to pass over to Dan.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jennifer. And thanks for the compliment. It's for those who know me, I'm about as loyal of a patriot as you can get. Scott and I and Jennifer and the whole group, we've been through everything, beginning with the Kane days. And we've had our share of falls and stumbles, and we've gotten up and we kept the fight going. Because of the belief in this country and the belief in our Constitution, I made a post the other day that I said, this is the most exciting time of, you know, the year right now, because this is the time when we get to choose who we are going to have representing us from the, and I'm talking about from the grassroots. And I'm, you know, iCaucus is one of the is a wonderful way of getting to know candidates. I also was suggesting that people go to local town hall meetings, school board meetings, and get to know the candidates. Who do we want representing us? You know, for so many years, as you said, Jennifer, that it's the damn boob tube that has picked our candidates. And look at where it's led us. We are now on the verge of becoming a socialist nation because we have not been on top of it enough. We have not learned who our candidates were. And, It starts right here at home. It doesn't start when a person becomes a congressman or a senator. It starts here. This is where it begins. When the feet hit the ground, when the candidate first gets his first indoctrination into politics, it's on a local level. And what we need to make sure is that the ones we are putting up to represent our town are the solid conservatives that we look up to, that we want representing us, and not these people who out are after their own self-benefits, or they want to pump up their egos, or they want to increase their wallet size. There's too many people today in Washington that are so self-absorbed, they forgot why they're there. And you see, it's we the people. They think they're the ones running things. It's we the people. It's you, me, Scott, everybody. This is, you know, this is not only my country. It's Jennifer's country. It's Scott's country. It's Rodney's country. It's everybody's country. And you see, if we don't put in our 2 cents, then we run the risk of having exactly what's happening to us right now. And we need to get to know our candidates. We need to get to know. I put together 3 simple questions last week. And I said, first, do you believe in God? Second, do you believe in our Constitution? And would you defend it to a T? And third is, do you love this country? Because it's love for country that is our salvation. I was listening to some posts earlier, and they were talking about how this country was about to fail. And I said, don't throw in the towel too quick. This country is made out of patriots. You see, as Thomas Jefferson says, the road to freedom was paved by the blood of patriots. And we aren't afraid to put everything on the line for what we know is right. Take a look at what happened on July 4th, 1776. The signers of the Declaration of Independence. Out of that entire group, 4 people came out of it unscathed. The rest, 8 died. The rest of them lost their entire fortunes, their children, their wives. They gave up everything for this country. And it continued on, this love and this belief for what we're doing. And it continued on to the summer of 1787, when after 4 weeks of beating up on each other, our eldest statesman, Benjamin Franklin, stood up and said, you know, when we were under the gun and fighting the British, we prayed every day. And now that we were no longer being attacked, it seemed to have forgotten that. And look where it's getting us, nowhere. So don't you think it's time we had a different member of every clergy come in each day to lead us in prayer? And when we started doing that, all of a sudden, in the following month, or it was 6 weeks, a beautiful document came, appeared, and it's called the Constitution of the United States. And we had a brilliant leader, George Washington, who saw that the Constitution was such a wonderful idea, that he knew, but he also knew the failings of mankind. So he had two people, James Madison and Alexander Hamilton, get together and write a detailed description of the entire Constitution and why we created it, each part of it, and what was their intention when they were creating it. And out of that came the Federalist Papers. And we had that guide. And ever since then, every time it seems that our country is about to fail, we have a leader arise out of the blue. You know, in let's go up to 1861. You know, we had a tall, lanky guy who was basically an unknown, named Abraham Lincoln, who came out of the, you know, abolitionist movement of all places, and he became president. And he saw that preservation of the Union was of utmost importance. And you see, it's, we've always had that belief in this nation. And Old Glory became a, not only a symbol, but a living entity within itself. You know, what Francis Scott Key wrote in 1812, you know, as Dolly Madison took down the paintings in the White House to try to save them as the White House was burning. You know, it was this kind of true grit that has made this country so great. And we have pulled ourselves through two depressions, and when it comes down to it, the American spirit does arise. And right now, yeah, we're behind the eight ball, but it's time you'll see the patriot spirit rise, and I believe that with all my heart and all my sinew, that this patriot spirit will arise again, and we will find another person, another leader, like the great Ronald Reagan, who I have the highest of admiration for, who will lead us out of this mess. And we may know him, we may not, I don't know, because it's too early right now. But right now is the time when we pick our local representatives, who are going to be the people who are going to represent our state. And this is the time when we want to make sure the people we are sending to Washington are the people we know will be representing us, we the people, who will be our voice, and not their own voice trying to make some money or make a deal with some damn, you know, union representative, or, you know, trying to have some behind-the-scenes things going on. We want somebody out there who's going to be representing us, the people, our voice, not somebody else's. And this is a time when we have the chance to really pick that person out and to say, listen, I'm here to support you, and I'll get behind you 300%. Until the moment you stop representing me. And then when you stop representing us, it's time for you to leave. And with that, I'll pass it back to you, Jennifer.
I'm back. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. I think... For those that are in keeping with the suspense, I think what I'd like to do is to get right on into introducing our guest tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say. I can tell you she's been definitely doing some networking. There's been some candidates that she's been They've come to her. There's candidates that's been vetted. There's candidates to come. She also has a lot of other things that she wants to say, too. So with that, I would like to turn the microphone over to Dara Bailey with the president of iCaucus.
Thank you, Jennifer. Let me start with an explanation of what iCaucus is. For those of your listeners who wouldn't know, iCaucus is a national citizen-led effort to vet, endorse, get elected, and then hold accountable their representation at all levels of government. It's the citizens who do the work. It's the citizens who provide the research to follow the money, which is one of the biggest issues that we seem to be having. It's not just that our representatives are not representing us. It's that there's a direct correlation between their donors many times and the legislation that gets passed or the earmarks that get put in. As part of the accountability, we maintain contact with our representatives. So instead of a representative getting into office like they do now and not having to be held accountable or not hearing from their constituents because of a separation, now they're getting a constant flow of information. We begin to explain to them how to do that. So that's in a nutshell what iCaucus is. You wanted me to go over some of the history, correct, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay. iCaucus was founded in 2009 by three people who helped to get Jason Chaffetz elected in Utah. He was outspent 10-1. So to give you an idea of how they did that, they put together a plan to introduce him into the district and then promote additional volunteerism once they met him and understood what he stood for. That premise is still present within iCaucus to this day. Some of the things that have gone on is we were very active in the 2010 election cycle. Since then, the founding members have had to step out for various reasons, and so they turned over the process to Stephanie John, who is now the vice president of iCaucus. As with everything else that we do as conservatives, we learn along the way. So if any of your listeners had been active with iCaucus before and found out that there might have been things that they didn't agree with, a lot of those issues have been worked out. We have now restructured iCaucus to the county levels and the district levels so that they're in control of vetting candidates. They are in control of helping to get the candidates elected. They're in control of the endorsement process. We at National interfere as little as possible. All they have to do is just follow the process. And that is one of the major changes, as well as you mentioned, networking. We work with various other organizations, including voter integrity groups across the United States. We cross-train our volunteers so that when they go out to get these candidates elected after they've been endorsed, that they follow all the way through the election itself and canvassing. To give you an idea how this works, we had a lieutenant governor candidate in North Carolina who election day won his race by 10,000 votes, which was within the margin for a recount. The fact that the voter integrity group in North Carolina worked with our affiliate groups and our members, trained them. They were in the polling locations. They were in the registrar's office or the for the state and for their counties. And they actually participated in the canvassing afterwards. There were quite a few votes that were thrown out, and documentation was provided to both sides' attorneys. The North Carolina Voter Integrity Group, which I'm sure everybody has probably seen on Fox, where they were talking about having documented proof of college students who voted in more than one state, all of that was uncovered through those operations. So what ended up happening is the opponent decided that they weren't going to do the recount. So we now have the lieutenant governor was Iacocus endorsed. So that's why it's important that everybody pull together as organizations even and work on the same things. Until we learn to do that and unite, which I did hear several times all three of you talk about, until we start standing together as citizens, we are going to continue to lose elections and lose our country. So that's the premise of Iacocus. Let's see. To give you an idea of some of our endorsed, I'm sure everybody's heard Senator Mike Lee on the Senate side. He would be one of our endorsed. Also, a congressman who was painted as the architect of the government shutdown, that would be Congressman Mark Meadows from North Carolina. He is also one of our endorsed, as well as, obviously, Jason Chaffetz. We have Secretary of States in Kansas and Michigan. We have school board members, city council members, in California, as well as state representatives, one of which is currently running for governor in the state of California. So if the Iacocus process can work in a progressive state like California is looked at as, then it will work in any state. And that's what people are starting to see. And Jennifer, what else did you want me to cover, please?
How can people get involved?
They can get involved by going to the website. It's www.iacocus.org. There is a join area. There is also a participate area. If you go to the participate, it will allow you to become a volunteer in any area of Iacocus that you wish. Iacocus has a lot of different areas. We do opposition research. We do we obviously follow the money trails. We do the vetting teams as well, and you can actually choose federal or state or both. We have what we call the Sentinel team. The Sentinel team is the one that actually scores each piece of legislation, especially at the federal level, but all the way down to the states, and then scores every single sitting representative so that when we come into an election cycle, we can then use that information as a fact basis to show why a representative needs to be replaced. And that includes Iacocus-endorsed representatives. So if they're not holding to the commitments that they made to our constituents in any area, the constituents will be able to replace them. There's also other options. And with that, I should probably explain how the actual vetting process works. When a candidate comes into Iacocus, which they are either referred in, or they are, or they come in on their own, when they come into Iacocus, the very first thing that they have to do is qualify for the vetting process. And the way they do that is through a 50-question questionnaire that is framed in commitments. It covers constitutional, fiscal, limited government principles. It is put together based on what they're running for. So we have one, for instance, for sheriff, for judicial, for school boards. We have a separate one for federal and state representatives. We also have one for attorney generals. They must score 70% or above in order to even move forward in the process. If they don't score that high, then they don't even go any further. And that information is posted on the website when we do our voting process. Step two is a background check. We want to know who these candidates are. We want to know if there's anything that's going to come up. We also do believe in redemption. So if something is over 10 years ago and it's not going to be something that we're going to be seeing in office, then, of course, forgiveness is a good thing. But we do a full background check on anybody who is not an incumbent. An incumbent, there's more than enough information out there for us to know what's in their closet. The third step is an interview. The interviews are 45 minutes long. The interviews are performed by a panel of 3 to 5 people from the district. During that interview process, they will cover all sorts of topics depending on what office. They will start with anything that was incorrect on the questionnaire or anything that the candidate didn't feel that they could answer, that they may have had additional questions on. For incumbents, they are asked about specific votes that they cast. And then for their office, we will go over things like entitlements. For federal office, we would be going over foreign policy. We want to know where they're standing on these issues. Where are their values? That's what the interview is for. Once all candidates for a particular race are interviewed and have completed the questionnaire, all of that information goes up on the website, including those who have been invited into the process and have either declined or not responded. And then the members from that district are able to go in and caucus together. This is a time period where they can ask additional questions of the candidates. The candidates make a commitment to be watching during that time period, and they are notified. And so whenever somebody has an additional question or brings out information that they're going to want that candidate to talk about, the candidate will come in and make their own comments on that section so that all of the information is out. It's also the time where any additional research will be put up. After that, which is about a week, then a vote is taken of all of the citizens in the district. And if they receive 70% or more, then they are considered to be endorsed. So that's how the process works. Once they're endorsed, we go to work for them. We have a virtual campaign team, which is we cover blogs, letters to the editor, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, any electronic means of communication where an attack might happen, negative information put out, whether true or untrue. We correct the untruths with facts. We don't get into arguments, and we just simply start changing the dialogue. That is a big part of iCaucus, changing the dialogue. We've allowed them to command our dialogue far too long. These candidates, for the most part, end up actually standing on principle no matter what it costs them. So we want to make sure that we back them to the fullest.
I'm so glad you've come on tonight, Dara, because I've learned a lot.
Thank you.
I've known about iCaucus for a while and have followed it and knew what you guys were doing to an extent, but you've given us an incredible definition of what's really, really going on, and I'm excited. I'm gonna start popping in there and giving you guys a little bit more support. What you're doing is important. And I tell you, I love social media because it enables me to see what's going on across the country. We learned that with Herman Cain. And I can see the work that you're doing. I can sit and I can sit on my computer and I can see how hard Jennifer Montrose is working down there. And that's what it takes, is it takes a lot of hard work. It takes people like you who are willing to take your time and get this going. And I just can't tell you enough. I've really enjoyed listening to your description of exactly what you guys are doing. We've got limited opportunity at this point to take back our country. And the only way we're going to take back our country is if we get good candidates. And the process in the past hasn't worked. And I see iCaucus as a solution to fixing that problem. We've got candidates, they get in, the establishment shoves them in there for us a lot of times, and we end up with what we end up with, and what we end up with has no character, no backbone. We've got a couple of senators from the great state of Tennessee who have absolutely no backbone. You can watch, you can look on the internet, you can see where the money comes from. You can watch them following the money trail. Instead of following their convictions, instead of following what they're supposed to do. I just think you're doing a great job, Dara. I think it's something we need to really support. We'll start talking about it more on here on Contending for Truth Radio for sure. We have brought it up in the past and talked about it. I know Jennifer Montrose has mentioned it before, but we were going to start giving you a little bit more support, and I think my team will big time ditto that. Let me tell you, when you start talking about Jason Chaffetz, man, you get to my heart, because the man lays it out. He lays it out on the line. Mike Lee, same way. And we, you know, when that's the end run of what you're doing, that to me says we need to give you as much support as we can. So go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
no,
I'll tell you, I was at a roundtable in D.C. with all of our endorsed, and the biggest two things that I heard from them is, one, we need help. We need more like us here because we're unable to, being the minority in D.C. and actually hearing from our constituents, a lot of times we're unable to do what you're asking us to do. If, for instance, let's just pick something. The Farm Bill. Remember how they wanted to separate it? That's an iCaucus principle. Deal with one thing at a time. But they can't do it without help, which means we need to elect those same types of people and get them there. The other thing was that we need to get information out. And this is why the virtual campaign team is working so hard right now, is each one of these candidates, when they go in, they will post things on Facebook. They will post things on Twitter. They will. They have YouTube channels where they are talking about these different subjects and what they're trying to do. And we need to get that information out. We need to educate a population that is not educated so that they quit being apathetic and they start standing up and they get out there and they vote and they work for the right candidate. So those were the two things that they said. The other thing that I just heard from several of them, and kind of a positive for your listeners, is don't give up on what you're doing. It doesn't matter whether it's iCaucus or any other organization or an individual, because there are things that are coming up through committees that are being killed in committee. simply because they know now. They've heard enough. We think they're not hearing us, but they're hearing us enough to know if they pass it out of committee and it hits the floor, that people are going to lose their jobs, that these representatives are going to lose their jobs because they know it's going to be unpopular. So that's the positive for your listeners. Whether they get involved with that caucus or not is a moot point. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it because they're hearing you.
Exactly. And that's why we started the show with Keep On Keeping On. Good friend D-Rock Country, and love his music, love that song, and that's what it's all about. And let me tell you, Dara, Dan and Jennifer and I and Rodney Stanhope, we came together during Herman Cain. And I'm going to tell you what made Herman Cain get to the top of the charts before that awful summer when things kind of started going south was exactly what you're talking about, was a lot of hard work, a lot of networking, a lot of communicating, a lot of doing things on the ground, doing things on internet. And you've basically, though, I'll tell you, Jennifer, I'll let you comment on this in a few minutes, but I think what you've basically done is you've done Team Cain for the entire country for a lot of different candidates. And I think that's awesome. I want to take a couple of minutes and encourage everybody again, go to icaucus.org. That's icaucus.org. Go to their Twitter account. Follow them at iCaucus National. Go follow them there. Go like their page, iCaucus. Just go to Facebook and search iCaucus. You'll find it. And give them the support that you can. Get the stuff spread. Because Dara's exactly right. This is how we win. You know, we don't win by being conservative. We win by working hard. We win by putting some pressure on. We win by making people believe that if they don't get working, they're going to lose their job, which makes me think of Rodney Lee Conover. That's what he always says. We've got to quit arguing with these guys on there. We've got to start making them realize if you don't start acting and don't start working and don't start serving the American people, don't start supporting the Constitution, you're going to lose your job. And so, amen, amen, amen to you, Dara. And with that, before we go ahead and pass it back around the table, I've got a caller on the line, somebody that you know. Talked to her for a few minutes in our back of our green room. Mitzi, I'll bring you in for some comments on what's said and let you join the roundtable discussion.
Hi. Well, Dara hit everything just perfectly on what we're doing. And she has her little mantras that she uses, and I have mine, which is always speak the truth. So we just go with the facts on what's going on. And one thing she didn't mention is that when we have incumbents who are getting attacked by the media for their stance, for standing on their principles, iCaucus puts out, we will put out press releases, whatever we need to do to put the facts out there and stop the attacks on our incumbents, our endorsed candidate, endorsed incumbents. And Dara had mentioned the one person, Mark Meadows, that was the architect of the shutdown. And he is doing a tremendous job back there in North Carolina as a district representative. And he calls up and talks with his constituents on a regular basis. And if he doesn't call, set up meetings as quickly as they think he should, they let him know. So they keep him well. He keeps them well informed on what's going on back there and what's going on in Congress. So it's really important what we're doing in terms of getting the people involved and holding the representatives accountable. And I'm really blessed to be with this organization because the people we talk with and the people we meet are just super.
Well, and that's what it's all about. I'm going to tell you, it
that
really
is exactly
what it's all about. And with that, I'll pass it back down to Jennifer and let you have a few minutes, put your 2 cents worth in. We'll pass it back on around to Rodney, and then we'll bring it back up to Tara and Mitzi. We generally do a roundtable discussion after we get started in the show. And so we'll just kind of go around and have conversation. If you feel like you want to bust into somebody and make a quick comment on something they've said, that's great. This is all about discussion. A lot of people take Blog Talk Radio and they turn it into a radio show. I happen to like Blog Talk Radio as we're all sitting on the couch in the living room having a discussion. So let's take it off with our roundtable discussion, and I'll send it down to Alabama for Jim from Montrose.
You know, it's time for conservative, like-minded people to unite. And we have candidates, we have districts that have been rolled under the bus. There are people that have said that because the way the lines have been drawn, that it's not a winnable race, so we just don't want to even mess with it. Who hurts the most from that? The people do, the people that live in those districts, because they don't have someone there that goes to Washington that represents them, those constituents that like Alabama 7 who have been under this control, this rule for 50-plus years. And we have, in the year 2000 census, we had close to 80,000 people that fled the district. Why? There's no infrastructure. What iCaucus is doing right now is helping us to identify. We, the people, are identifying those voices that we want to represent us in Washington, D.C., putting the vote back into the hands of the people, not voter fraud. But, you know, we need to do the necessary things as Americans to hold our constituents' feet to the fire. And if they're not doing what we the people need for us, for the United States of America, for our sovereignty, for our liberty, for our freedom, then we need to vote them out of office. We need to ensure that those people that are working at the polls are working for the people, not for the voter fraud, not for the people that are out there to sabotage. But we need to unite. We need to come together as Americans and unite. We need to stop the division between parties, and we need to come together as people. And I believe that that is what iCaucus is attempting to do here. It is so important that now that we do all the necessary things to fight back. You know, we don't need to allow these districts to be rolled over. We've got Rodney Conover in California District 8. Great guy. You know, passionate about America, passionate about liberty, about uniting together for the people. You know, got some really wonderful ideas on how we are going to champion the current Affordable Health Care Act. You know, there's a lot of other things going on. It's time that we do not allow ourselves to remain silent. You know, the rallies are great, but at the end of the day, where it counts the most is when we go to the polls and we vote. We need to make sure that our machines are correct. We need to make sure that our poll watchers are very, very skilled and understand exactly what's going on so that we can prevent the dead people from voting again, the transient people. You know, we've been able to document. Sharon Engel has gotten documents to show that there's a one single-family dwelling house that has, you know, 800 people that have voted in that one household. You know, we need to act quickly. You know, because time is of the essence here. 2014, we don't have it to lose. If we lose in 2014, you know, where is it? Socialism, here we come. You know, so I thank you both for what you're doing here. It's time that we as Americans get back to doing what we need to do. And I know Rodney Stanhope, he's not with us on the call tonight, but I give him a shout out and say thank you for standing up. It's time that we unite. We unite as Americans, you know. Come to the table. You know, one of the things that I really like, you know, you've got Rodney Conover that's out there in District 8, and he says, you know, it is time. It is time that the people be represented by a true American somebody that really wants to see jobs flourish, the economy flourish, that people get the deserved health care that they want, not some garbage that's being pushed upon us, that our kids will get the education that they deserve, you know. And then we've got another candidate down in Alabama 7, he's fighting hard to walk across the railroad track and say to the neighbor, you know, what is your problem, what do you need help with, and what can we do to work together to solve this? You know, when they took the railroad tracks away from Marion County in District 7, they took the infrastructure away from them. There's a restaurant down there, a local diner, where there was some people that came and put up a bed and breakfast, and right after they did that, you know, the economy plummeted because they took the train tracks away. You know, and this is happening all across America. You know, and we're fighting for the no amnesty. You know, the people that have earned their right to be here, those that were born here, and then the naturalized citizens that have earned their right to be here, you know, we want those people to benefit from our Constitution, from our values and rules, you know. And, you know, it just seems like we've got an administration right now who is doing everything they can to not support our allies. You know, Israel is a good friend of ours, and I want it to remain that way, you know. And there's no reason that we should be rolling them under the bus. But, you know, it is time. If I don't care what you got behind your name, whether it be D or R, if you're not standing up for the values and supporting our Constitution and America, you know, the United States, supporting our flag and our freedoms, if you're not uniting with us, then you are against us. And it is time for you to go. And iCaucus is here to help us give our people, American citizens, the vote in your district. So I would ask that Dara come on back and give the website again one more time. And if there's anything else that anybody else wants to share in regards to this and how we as Americans can make a difference, callers call in. Rodney, I ask you to share a phone number with everyone. Back over to you, Scott.
And with that, we do want to give that out again. We can want to continue to give it out. That's iCaucus.org, iCaucus.org, iCaucus National on Twitter, and just look for iCaucus on Facebook. And share the information. If you can get involved, like Dara says, if you can get involved, get involved. If not, keep doing what you're doing. Keep on keeping on, because we're going to win this. My family has what we call the Lake Guilt Trip. And Lake is my mother's maiden name, and I like to give the Lake guilt trip to my listeners. Listen, I got three nieces that are all three under 12 years of age, and they got a future ahead of them. And so we got to work hard. That's why I do what I do. I know Jennifer Montrose. I know you do what you do. And there's one motivating factor in your life, and that's your son. And we've got a future to take care of, and we're going to keep doing it. So with that, I'll pass it down to Dan Wilson down in Florida for any remarks on his point, and then we'll bring it back up. And Dara, be thinking of some more things that you want to say about iCaucus. Maybe you've got some stories to tell about some things that are going on. Love to hear more about Jason Chavitz and Mike Lee. Let me tell you, those two powerhouses are awesome. So with that, I'll pass it down to Dan Wilson.
Okay. I'd like to take a little time to go back. I'm the history buff in the group, as we all know. And Barry Goldwater was really the beginning of the conservative movement. And back in the early 60s, he got a hold of a Democrat by the name of Ronald Reagan. And him, along with the help of Reagan's new wife, convinced Ronald that he was on the wrong path. And Ronald, one thing he did have is love for country. And like the rest of it, like us here, he had a love for country, and he had a belief in this country that, yes, we were the country who was supposed to guide the rest of the world. And a few years later, in a state that the Republicans were not well known for, he became governor. And 8 years later, he became president of the United States, one of the greatest presidents of all time. And he mentored a young congressman named Newt Gingrich. And one of the things that he worked on is getting both parties to work together. And Newt was the only congressman that I'm aware of that managed to balance the budget two consecutive years. And, you know, what that is showing that we the people, not we the Democrats or we the Republicans, it was we the people. And the only other times we've gotten together like that has been in time of war, like World War II. And this is going to be the salvation of this nation, because what's taken over is not the average Democrat. What's taken over is the far left. And then we have the far right, who has kind of like similar ideas, who doesn't want to change that, who likes the separation. And this administration has based its entire platform on separating the people. You know, they want to separate the blacks and the whites. They want to separate the rich from the poor. And that's not how this nation was formed. That is not what our nation's all about. Remember, our nation was formed by wealthy people who were going out and establishing businesses and hiring people, and how we balance, how we bring up the wages, for instance, is by employing more people. The more people we employ means the fewer people unemployed are available. And that in itself, simple economics, supply and demand, the salaries go up. And we've lost a lot of these fundamental principles. And what I was saying is to get out and get to know people, candidate firsthand. And iCaucus is an easier way of doing that. And, you know, to reach out to further, reach their hands out further. Because what it's going to take is that we got to take the United States, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. This is what our foundation is. Is God and country. It's real simple. It's not, you know, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. But we have people here on both sides who are wishing to tear us apart. And this is where we the people need to unite. And iCaucus is the perfect venue to enable that to happen. Because automatically, if you start saying you're a Republican to a Democrat, they shut you right down, or vice versa. And we need to stop this nonsense and saying, oh, you're the bad guy. No, you aren't. Because you know something? The solutions to all problems lie somewhere in the middle. A little to the left, a little to the right. Because if you can go, you can go back and forth between the two. But the thing is that if you go too far, when the pendulum swings too far to either side, you disrupt the entire system. And this is what we have to start working on, is bringing the people together. And the heck with Washington. You know, these people in Washington right now are the people who, the majority, I should say, the majority of the representatives in Washington today are out after themselves. They're out after the money. They're out after the prestige. This is why we need the term limitations, because you have people who get into Congress or Senate, and they're there for 30, 40 years, and they build up their little pyramid of people and, you know, their little power games, and they're the ones that are running the country right now. And thank God is that the people are starting to speak out, because this is our salvation. The more they understand that their job is on the line, as Tara was saying, the better our chances are. The more they understand that, yeah, now we're starting to look at the bills. We're starting to really understand what's going on, and people, because through the internet, we have access now to the tools necessary. You know, I look through almost every bill that goes through, and when I have the time, any ones that are interesting, you know, I'll read the opening couple paragraphs, and the ones I like, I'll read all the way through. And I've read everything from, you know, Obamacare. I knew I had to read the entire thing because I knew there was going to be a mess. And more people are starting to do this. And this is what's going to be our salvation. Because once we start holding our representatives up and saying, you have to hold up to our standards, and you have to represent us, we the people, and not pass bill number H.R. 99 that is going to help out you or your constituents, but rather how are we going to help out us as a nation? How are we going to help out, for instance, how are we going to bring deprived areas and bring economic wealth back to these areas? As Jennifer was saying, they shut down the railroad tracks in an area and a whole town falls, you know, or a whole district. What Obama's doing with, the coal industry, West Virginia is almost going out the door. You know, how do we prevent these type of things from happening? By holding these people in office accountable. By not just going on with your own game. And today, that's what's happening in Congress. It's happening in the Senate. They're going on with their own game, and they're listening to the people. My congressman has totally shut me off. He won't even accept my emails anymore. It's because I want to know. I'm asking questions, and he doesn't like being asked questions. And who's representing who? Who's the one, who is a person who's the boss? It's not him. It's we the people. And we are the ones that can fire him. Or we're the ones that can reelect him. And see, Congress, the Senate, the President all need to understand that. That they don't run the country. It is the people who run this country. And Barry Goldwater understood that. And he understood that the progressive movement was a one-way ticket to socialism and eventually communism. And we're pretty well on the track right now. And what we need is people to get back together. And one of the problems we have is on the conservative side is that we have so many different factions. You know, people get on these tangents like abortion or gay rights and all these things, and they look at these smaller issues and forget the big picture. And see, we need to teach the people the big picture, because this is what's going to get us. You know, if we win and on our side and get the power over, then we can deal with the smaller ones. Or if we can bring the other side over a little bit to our side, towards the middle, then we can find compromises that can work for everybody instead of fighting these smaller battles that Republicans love to do and love to lose at. And we need to start reaching out amongst each and every group and get everybody together so we united one. And then if you want to vote, you know, for a Democrat or, you know, a Republican, as long as they believe in those three basic principles that I brought up earlier, you know, God, country, and the Constitution, those are the three foundation blocks or keystones that created this country. You know, we've fought tooth and nail since day one on different issues. But we had these three keystones all the time. And as long as every person we bring into Congress believes in these three simple things, then we can find the middle again and we can find the road that will bring us back to where we belong. And Dar, I really appreciate you doing this, especially I know your district is one of the better ones, actually. I used to race out of San Diego, so I know the area a little bit, and they're a bit more conservative down there, better than Santa Monica.
Yes. Yeah, we're semi-lucky, but they are trying so hard to take it even here. You know, it's a constant battle, and we've seen so many things in San Diego County that have led us to some of the conclusions that we have as far as changing how iCaucus does things and which groups we work together, because it's necessity. I mean, like I said, we have to get together. And the voter integrity groups in particular are so very important. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's if we allow the separation to continue, we're doomed as a nation. And,
yeah,
you know, we got to bring both sides together and get them to sit down and talk and come up with a solution instead of just bickering on either side, you know. And it's a very difficult, especially out in California, you know, when you get a little further north up into, you know, Santa Monica and that area where they're so far to the left. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
Well, I think first, you know, I'm going to jump in here real quick, because I think first we have to understand a couple of things. One, we're in a time frame where it is the progressives against mainstream America, and the progressives are outweighed by mainstream America, but it's not appearing that way. California is indicative of what the rest of the country is right now. And the second thing is the difference between compromise and capitulation. And this is something that I go over with a lot of our candidates when I'm talking to them. I talk to them about the difference. Over time, and what you're seeing in Washington right now is the difference between compromise and capitulation. It's whoever got into power is who expects to receive, and you must bow down to them. That is capitulation. That is not compromise. So whenever you hear a progressive use the word compromise, expect that they're going to ask you to capitulate. You've lost the war in their mind. The fact that we have a progressive in the White House and a progressive Senate, and I'll just say in my personal viewpoint, that progressive Senate is on both sides of the aisle. The fact that we have that means that they expect our Congress to capitulate to whatever they want. Or they just don't bring it to the floor. We've seen that over and over and over again. So this is one of the things that we need to educate the rest of America about when we're talking about the fact that we're American, we're not black, we're not white, we're not women, we're not men, we're not gay, we're not heterosexual, we are Americans. That's what we are. Quit allowing them to separate you and quit putting yourself in the box that requires separation. Does that make sense?
100%.
It makes 100%. It really does. And you know, you got to quit talking about San Diego. I love San Diego. I used to live in El Cajon and La Jolla in the 90s. I love that weather down there. Why I ever left, I'll never know. But I've done a lot of fun things since. But great friends down there and everything. You know, you bring up the word capitulation, and I'm glad you did. We talk about this occasionally from time to time here. Have you ever seen the movie Newsies?
Yes.
The Disney movie Newsies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that movie's about what we've got to do today. You know, and to just give a basic plot for our listeners, it takes place at the turn of the century with William Randolph Hearst and Joseph Pulitzer in charge of the two major newspapers in New York City. And they decided that they were going to raise a little bit more money on the back of the newspaper boys, who were some of them very, very young, a lot of them early teenage years. They were struggling to make a dime as it was. They bought the newspapers for a certain amount every day and turned around and resold them. Pulitzer and Hearst didn't like each other. They didn't get along, but when it came time to making money, they did. And so they decided they're going to raise the money on the Newsies. And the Newsies decided to fight it. And, you know, they couldn't fight it through the news media because the news media was the two guys that they were trying to fight. And when they found a small paper that was going to help them, that Joseph Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst jumped on top of it. This is a true story. Jumped up on top of it and squashed it. So what the Newsies did to win was they went down into the basement of Joseph Pulitzer, and they pulled out his old printing press, and they made their own paper, and they got out on the streets of New York, and they spread it around, and they won. They fought the battle, and they won. They went around the mainstream media, and they did it by going around the mainstream media, not going through the mainstream media. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about Americans all over the country who will not capitulate, not going to capitulate. We have to. We all have to sit down at the table, but we stand firm in our beliefs. We stand firm for what we believe in, which is our basic principles. We're conservatives because we believe some basic things. We believe that large government cannot micromanage. No matter how well they intended it may be, there's always waste, fraud, and abuse. There's always bullying. There's always a level of control. We understand that. We all believe in certain economic policies that work. We all look back to history, and we know certain things don't work. All you got to do is ask which way when the Berlin Wall fell, which way the people ran. Which way do the people swim, from Cuba to Florida or Florida to Cuba in shark-infested waters? We know that there's certain things that didn't work, and we've got to stand on our principles. But we've got to get that message out to the people that don't pay attention. We've got to get that message out to those that aren't watching the news. They come home, they sit down, they watch a sitcom, they don't ever pick up a paper, they don't know what's going on, and what little news they get, they're not getting the truth. And so it's all of us united marching together. And, Adara, I really like the way that you put it. Even if you don't get in and support ICAUCUS, keep doing what you're doing. Because that's how we're going to accomplish this task. I'm going to pass it back to you guys. Dara, Mitzi, for anything else that you want to say, we're sitting at about half an hour up to the end of the program, so we'll let you guys have put in anything last things that you want to say, and then we'll start to turn around our roundtable discussion for any closing remarks. One more time, I want to encourage our listeners, go to icaucus.org. icaucus.org, icaucus.org. Go to Facebook, search iCaucus, you'll find the page. Go to Twitter, iCaucus National, at iCaucus National. Follow them, retweet, share some posts. Talk about them. Get a hold of your candidate. I got a couple of candidates. I've got a handful of candidates that I support. I've got a very small select few that I firmly believe in 100%. Rodney Lee Conover being one of them. I got Connie Burton here in Texas. Wow, what a powerhouse. Grassroots. I'm going to encourage them to go to iCaucus. In fact, I've already encouraged Rodney, and he says, I know Dara.
Yes, he does. I was going to say, Rodney is actually in our process, and I'll tell you, we were talking about Alabama 7. Mr. Jenkins holds the record for how fast he completed our questionnaire, and he got 100%. So that tells you what kind of candidate he is. I was floored at how fast and I know he had to really read those questions. I mean, this is not an easy thing. You were asking me about stories. During the filibuster, the non-filibuster filibuster, you know, as they refer to it. You remember Mike Lee getting up and giving Ted Cruz a break? And he was talking about something called Wickard v. Filburn. Wickard v. Filburn deals with the Commerce Clause. And he was giving a lesson on it, talking for Ted Cruz. And that Wickard v. Filburn is the first five questions of our questionnaire. So he was schooled. He knew what he was talking about. So for Matt to get through it as fast as he did actually surprised me. But, yes, I have had numerous conversations with Rodney Conover. Love him. He's a great guy.
Exactly. And, you know, I tell you why I like Rodney. He's conservative, and I trust him on the issues, and I agree with him on almost every issue. But that's not why I like Rodney the most. I like Rodney. He's a solid conservative, but he's solid in his stand. I know when he gets to Washington, D.C., he is going to stand up for what he believes in. There's not going to be anybody that's going to be able to push him over. Let me tell you a little bit of quick breaking news. There is something really special coming out here in the next day or so, and I'm going to be excited to do that. And look at my board. Amazing mayor. I'm talking to Rodney here on chat, and it looks to me like we've now got him on the radio. Rodney Conover, we're sitting around here talking about you, and, you know, I sat and watched something today, and we're not going to discuss it because we haven't released it yet. But you just you showed me just one more time that I know that you stand where you stand, and you're not going to be pushed over. And that's what I appreciated. So I want to bring Rodney Conover into the conversation. Hey, Rodney, how you doing, my friend?
Well, I was sitting in the media room watching CNN. I was done watching the State of the Union address, and then my ears started burning, and I couldn't explain it. And I come into my office, and I see someone's talking about me. So I had to call in. I guess it was you guys.
It definitely was. How did your day go, Rodney?
It was fantastic. How are you, Dara?
I'm great now. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry we couldn't get together last week, or when was it, the week before? My head is spinning around all the time, but I was on Twitter tonight with all of our friends, and we were heckling the president, and then we heckled the Republican response, and then we heckled Newt Gingrich on CNN, and then the great Ted Cruz came on, and we stopped heckling, and we just listened. And then I posted his little he did a cell phone response, and I put that up there too. So it was a great night, but it was a fantastic day. I won't stay on the phone long here, but I wanted to just call in and say hi to you guys.
Well, we're glad you did, Rodney, and you know you've got big support here. And as we continue to go on, Rodney's an example of what we've been talking about. He's flat out an example of what we're talking about, because we got to get out, we got to get good candidates that we know when they get to Washington, D.C. are going to be worth something. That's where we started the show at. You know, we're talking about candidates. We got all kinds of people in Washington. We got Republicans and Democrats on both sides of the aisle who are basically worthless as leaders. They won't stand up for what they believe in. They won't fight for things. They get involved in playing the game of politics. I understand the fun of that. I think it'd be a fun thing to do. But we send them there to work. And Rodney, I know you're going to go there and you're going to work. And I know we're going to win this. I want to pass it on around and continue on. Dara, Mitzi, you guys just, take it away, have conversation. Rodney's here, Jennifer's here, Dan's here, and in the last few minutes we'll just have conversation.
Well, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to address one other thing that I did not address earlier, and that's actually, it's two things. One is, we are always telling people, if you don't like what's going on in your party, and someone was talking about this earlier with the Democrat Party being in control or being controlled by people who don't really like America very much. If you don't like what's going on in your party as a voter, make a difference. Get involved in your party and make a difference. Start taking it back, too. The same way that we need to take our government back, we need to take the parties back. It's time. It's overdue. So that's one. The second thing is, we as the people need to – the reason for an organization like iCaucus is because we need to quit splitting our vote. We need to get behind one solid, constitutional, principled candidate and work to get that candidate elected. It's time. It's well past time. That is one of the most important things, because the other side is doing that. The progressives don't allow more than one person to run. I think everybody here knows it. If you see another one running against a progressive, it's usually because their party didn't want them to, and they were gutsy enough to do it. There's usually another reason behind it. So that is something that I really wanted to address, because your listeners are probably sitting in districts where that is occurring, where there's, you know, it's a so-called conservative district. And so there's four different people running for the same office that all appear to be the same. Well, I can guarantee you they're not all the same. And that's why iCaucus exists.
Well, and to add to that,
this is so great.
We also need to turn around and not infight so much about our candidates. You know,
correct,
when we do have a bunch of them in there, we've got to realize that when we get down to the end of the primary, we're going to have to all be on the same team. And so when there is other candidates out there, and especially in our presidential primaries, we saw this. And I was a Herman Cain fan. I like Newt Gingrich to a certain extent. There were some others. I liked pretty much everybody when it all came down to it, when they stood next to the commander-in-chief we've got right now. But we saw so much infighting when it was time for the primary to be over. Everybody had called everybody else's candidate liberal so often, I think they believed it. And then when it was time to turn around and stand with a candidate against the other side, we didn't have the unity that we need. And, boy, I think we need to get back to Ronald Reagan's, the 11th commandment, don't say bad things about Republicans. I think it's important. I do think we need to stand up against the issues. And when we've got a Republican and they're waffling on the issues, I'm all for standing up and saying, wait a minute, you're waffling on the issues. But name-calling and ad hominem attacks, and especially when we start fighting between each other, it's huge. I just have to agree with you, Dara. You know, and it makes me bring up Rodney again. Rodney refuses to use personal attacks. And Rodney will be the first one to stand up for his opponent when there's personal attacks being done. Now, that doesn't mean Rodney and his team and his supporters can't turn around and say, here's the issues, here's where it's laid on the table, and this is what we don't like. Boy, we get into this game of personal attacks and fighting back and forth, and all it does is destroy us. And you're so right, Dara. On the other side, they're unified. On the other side, they've been networking a lot longer than we have. On the other side, they've been unified as a group a lot longer than we have. And that's where we got to take it from there. Jennifer Montrose, Dan Wilson down in Florida. Rodney, anybody else have anything to say?
No, I agree. I mean, this inter-fighting is not getting us anywhere. And we've been doing this for, God, for probably 15, 20 years. And we have to stop that. We need to start turning around and do what, well, our little group did. You know, we are all 100% behind Herman Cain. Herman Cain dropped off, then we jumped to Newt. And when Newt fell, you know, we moved on to Mitt. And the whole thing is that maybe our candidate's not going to win, but as long as we stay united behind the candidate, you know, we can win in the end. But what happened is everybody got so disgusted. Oh, that person's a liberal, or that, that people refused to vote, and look at what we ended up with. We can't do that. We cannot afford to make that mistake again. And, you know, let's join together and get behind one candidate, get that candidate in, whatever, you know, wherever level of office you're going for. And we got to start teaching ourselves the ways of the other side so we can start learning and start getting this country back to normal. You know, at one time, as Reagan said, don't ever attack another Republican. And we have to remember that. Don't attack another Republican. You don't hear us going out and calling anybody, well, with the exception of one person, he's running the country. other than that, you don't hear us attacking and calling names. Because that's not what's going to get us to the end, finish line. It's going to be, you know, in a relay race, it's four people. And it's all four people who win that race. And it's all four people who lose that race. And let's stop losing and let's start winning. And with that, on to Jennifer or Rodney here.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, you know, I just want to say that for those that were giving their due justice shout-outs on Twitter, you know, thank you. We've got to unite. We have to. You know, no matter what party you're with, it's got to be about the American people. It has to be about the Constitution, liberty, freedom. We've got to fight for our kids. This is our children's future that we're looking at here. You know, this is what we're, America was founded on, was not a socialist country. You know, people fought hard for our freedoms. You know, there was a lot at stake here. We have a lot at stake now. It's time that we cross those railroad tracks, that we go to our neighbors and not look at them as Republican or Democrat, but look at them as just another American citizen. We the people, it's not about race. It should not be. You know, the people that want to make it that, you know, that's on them. But we need to unite as Americans. You know, there is so much at stake here. I mean, right now, people are losing their health care insurance left and right. You know, we've got children that are frustrated in schools because of these Common Core textbooks and testing and test scores and so many things that are just not right. And right now we're fighting in Alabama to keep a textbook out of our schoolhouse that does more to promote Muslim religion and less to promote God and country. You know, and it is time that we do our part as American citizens, and we've got to take a stand. Get off the couch. Don't stay home this time. Go out and vote, but be an informed voter. You know, ask those hard questions. Go to those debates and ask that candidate those hard questions. Hold their feet to the fire and make sure that the person that you're voting for stands for the same values that you do as an American citizen. If you support pro-life and you're voting for a candidate that believes in pro-choice, why? Just because their party line identifies with yours, but they have the opposite values that you do? Why would you want to do something like that? This is what is causing America to fail. I, as an American citizen, want the right to bear arms. If I have a stranger come up on my property to do harm to me or my family and my household, I have that right as an American citizen, as an American citizen, to do my part to protect what's mine. And so many times we have right now candidates and even those that are in office right now that are not protecting our rights. What is happening with the IRS and the economy? You know, there are people like Dr. Alita Eck in New Jersey right now who's running for Congress. He's have a really wonderful alternative to the Affordable Health Care Act. She talks about some really wonderful ideas for school choice, so many things, and she's out there in the community with her free clinic helping her constituents, not just the Republicans or not just the Democrats, but she's helping her constituents. That's everyone in her district. You know, and we need to put our backing behind those candidates that are going to go to Washington and be representatives for us. We want to make sure that they are setting the example. You know, they need to lead by example. You know, we had a wonderful, wonderful person in history that can share with you what it's like to have never had the right to own his own body up until the age of 20. He fled the plantation. He learned he was self-taught. This gentleman also became, you know, the owner of 3 newspaper companies and an advisor to 5 U.S. presidents. The name is Frederick Douglass. You don't hear about it much in the school system. They don't talk about him that much. But this guy had some values. He believed in personal responsibility. He had respect for the Constitution, respect for life, and he believed in limited government, and he walked it out every day in his life. And he shared those same values with other people. And back in those days, he inspired others to want to follow in his way of thinking. He did so much so that that Lincoln helped. Was that President Lincoln was a very, very helpful person in abolishing slavery. We need more political agitators out there in our communities, in our precincts, willing to be just like that, be liberty messengers that will help to free our nation, to the sovereign nation that we once were. And we need to stand up for Israel and be the ally and be the friend that we know that we can be, that we have been. Enough of this supporting other, you know, other ideas that help to bring our country into socialism. We need to stop the madness and unify all across the color lines. We need to. With that, I turn it back over to Scott.
Amen, Jen. Amen. And, of course, we all know we're all Frederick Douglass Republicans here for that reason. I call myself a Frederick Douglass Republican for a couple of basic reasons. Number one, I love hurdle jumping, and Frederick Douglass was a hurdle jumper. He started at the bottom. He started as low can get, and he didn't let it stop him. And by the time he was born a slave, by the time he was six, his mother had died, and by the time he died, he was in the top 1% of the wealth of the country. He had written a bunch of books. He'd written a bunch of writings. He had turned around and had the ears of the presidents because he was a hurdle jumper. But he also believed in some basic ideals. He believed firmly in the Constitution. He believed in the founding fathers. Didn't mean he thought it was all perfect, but he believed in it. He believed in the sanctity of life. He believed in it. And he understood that bigger government, it just creates a bondage, and smaller, more localized government doesn't. He believed in some basic principles, and that's why we're Frederick Douglass Republicans, and that's why we do what we do here. And we've had a great show. I'm going to turn it over to run around one more time with any closing remarks here in a minute. I do want to encourage our listeners one more time. Go to iCaucus.org, iCaucus.org. Go to iCaucus National at Twitter, and go to iCaucus at Facebook. Follow, like, share, everything that goes along with that. I also wanted to encourage you to go to Rodney Lee Conover. His website is conoverforcongress.com, conoverforcongress.com. Go there. You can find all the links to all the social media there. Give him a look. I guarantee if you look at Rodney's writing, you'll find out that he knows how to message. If you look at Rodney where he stands on the issues, you're going to find out that he's a solid conservative and been a solid conservative for a long, long time. He didn't just decide he wanted to be a solid conservative because he's running. And I had enough conversations with Rodney to know that he stands firm. He stands firm as firm as can be in what he believes in, and nobody's going to push him over. So check him out there, and check us out here at Contending for Truth Radio. We've got some other shows going on. Rodney Stanhope, Monday night with Brian Dawson. If you think Hannity and Combs was crazy, you got to hear Brian and Rodney go at it on Monday nights. Rodney Stanhope, man, I'm going to tell you, he holds his own with Brian, and that's not easy because Brian's pretty well-spoken. And they go at it, and they have a great time. They're good friends. They have a wonderful time. On Thursday nights, the IRP6. Just Cause Coast to Coast, talking about the IRP6, some men that are in prison that should not be in prison, talking about, man, Herman Cain said the federal government cannot micromanage. And this is a case where the federal government came in to what should have been a little civil suit in the middle of Colorado, and there's some men that are sitting in prison right now that shouldn't be. You want to tune in to Contending for Truth Radio on Thursdays. You will be insanely upset at what's going on with this. Not only are these men innocent, not only are their children sitting at home without their fathers, but this is such huge government overreach. And Mark Garagos is on it. He's doing some things. It's something that you're going to see get bigger and bigger in the news as time goes on. You want to do that. And then, of course, Friday nights or Friday mornings at 10:30 California, 11:30 Mountain Time, 12:30 Texas Time, and 1:30 Eastern Time. ladies' Bible class. My ladies are all still sitting around the table in Springville, California. I'm down here in Texas sitting around my table. I don't get any cinnamon rolls and I don't get any donuts, but we still have a great time wandering through the Old Testament. So we want to encourage everybody to do that. I want to say, Dara, thank you so much for coming on. I really did. I learned a lot tonight about iCaucus, and I'm going to give you a whole lot more support than I've been giving you in the past. Because I think you're doing what needs to be done. I really do. I think you've team-caned the entire country with a lot of candidates. You're walking down the road we need to walk down, and we need to get you behind, get people behind you. Mitzi, I want to thank you for calling in. Great things to say. You know, it's so important that we work together no matter what organization we're in. And the fact that, Dara, you've got these organizations coming together and networking with each other and being able to utilize each other's talents, being able to utilize each other's strengths, being able to utilize each other's networks, it's huge with me. I think that's great. That's what Jennifer and I do on a scale. We network, and we do some great things. Dan Wilson and Rodney Stanhope, everybody doing different things sometimes, everybody doing the same thing sometimes, but all working together towards one goal, making sure that we protect that Constitution as the number one goal. So with that, I want to pass it. I'll pass it to Mitzi first, then I'll pass you. We'll let you pass it to Dara. We'll let you pass it down to Dan Wilson and Jennifer Montrose. And then, Jennifer, you can pass it back to Rodney, and then I will go ahead and close out the show, and I'll just consider this my closing remarks.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I've been with iCaucus since 2009, and one of the big things that I learned was when I talk with people, which I do across the country, I don't even talk conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat anymore because we are all American. And the thing is, it's our freedoms that are being taken away from us and our liberty. And that's what we're fighting for, and that's why we need to unite. And I will pass it to Dara.
Thank you guys for having us on tonight and bringing Mitzi on as well because, you know, occasionally when I forget, and this is why we utilize each other's strengths, occasionally I forget things that she remembers. So, well, it's important, and this is why we try to gather as many organizations and as many different people as we do because one organization or one person can't do everything. We can't stay up on top of everything. Everybody has their own specialty, their own talents, their own passion that has to be followed. And that's what we do. And I'm grateful for each and every one of our volunteers. They have done a phenomenal job. This organization is all about them. It's not about me. It's not about Mitzi. It's all about them. Thank you. And Dan?
Well, thank you for being on our show, Dara. And definitely I'll be on your page more and helping out again. And, yep, we do need to unite as a nation. This separation, I think the last 6 years has shown us really what way we don't want to go. We had a president that has done his best to separate us, and we have managed to stay reasonably together. Now we have to unite and find the best candidates, get the people in there who believe in the Constitution, who believe in God and country, who believe in the basics. And then we can worry about the rest later. But let's get this country back on track. Let's not let this nation go into a socialist state. I've been to them. For anybody who has any questions on that, take a trip to Cuba and see for yourself. We don't want that. This is the greatest nation in the world. Let's keep it that way, and we can do it together. Remember the first four words of the Constitution. to We the People. And with that, I'm passing it over to Jen.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you both for being on the show tonight. If anybody would like to find out more about iCaucus, go to iCaucus.org. There is many, many things that we need to be doing right now for 2014. I know people keep asking who's going to run for President of the United States in 2016, but if we lose the House and the Senate, and we put people in that are going to only support the socialist mantra, you know, we can just kiss it goodbye. You know, I think we need more people to stand up and do what's necessary to make this nation a great nation once again. It's going to take us. We do not need to be sitting at home. We need to get out in our communities. You know, start talking to your neighbors. Get to know the people around you. You know, it is time. We've got to stop this. You know, there are so many things that we've got so many patriots out there trying to make a difference. You know, we've got Kim Paris. I want to give a shout out to Teresa B. Teresa Brewski, man, you are just the, you know, what a great gal. She's out there on Twitter making a difference. You know, we've got Anita Moncrief doing the same. You know, we have so many patriots out there, Christy Waters, you know, John LaRosa, Brad Marsenson, you know, good patriots, Nancy Hayes, just many, many shout-outs. And once again, you know, the California Jedi, Rodney Stanhope, you know, helping to get conservative, like-minded candidates elected all across the United States. You know, he's not just in California. Right now he happens to be hanging his hat in good old Alabama District 7. You know, we decided here that we have had enough, and it is time to make Terry Sewell go home. You know, The woman has never done anything specifically directly to me, but I will tell you, I was there in August the 8th of 2012 when they had the job fair that 4,000 people plus showed up to. And from what I am able to see, only one person was there, said that they got a job from that. You know, and everybody else walked away with little trinkets that said, vote for Terry Sewell for Congress 2012 election. You know, and it's time that the voice of the people be heard, and we have the right candidate, you know, right candidate to listen to the constituents. We've got a couple of candidates out there that we know that are out there fighting the good fight. Rodney Conover, man, you know, you've got a lot of long road, a lot of desert, a stretch of you, and I know that you are going to be out there reaching every constituent that you can. But, you know, I will tell you, you want to see these candidates get elected? You want to see the right candidate? Go give them some support. Throw them $20. If we can take not just the one big, huge million-dollar donor, but if we had millions of people, each individual one, to give a $20 bill, I know right now Matt Jenkins, all he's asking for is $19.94. He says we need to get it back to the way we had it when America was great and we were prospering and everybody wanted to trade with us because we had it, we really had it going on. This was when we were about building new jobs, creating new infrastructure. We were doing so many wonderful things. You know, and it seems like now all of our money is going overseas. All of our, you know, jobs are going to outsourcing. We have a great nation here with good people that want to do the right thing. We have parents that are trying to make ends meet so that they can afford to put food on the table for their families. But we have an administration that keeps wanting to raise the debt ceiling. We have taxes upon taxes upon taxes. And, you know, if it's not working, throw it out, the tax code. You know, a shout-out to Rich Lowry. He's come up with a plan for Put Growth First, putgrowthfirst.com. Go check him out. You know, there's just so many things, people out there that are making a difference. You know, we've got people out there on the radio that are doing their thing, too. You know, we've got Contending for Truth. We're out there trying to make sure that the truth is being well represented. You know, I still want to know what happened to Benghazi. What happened to the Fast and Furious? What happened to Extortion 17? We have so many questions that are unanswered. You know, Hillary Clinton, when is the last time that when you opened your mouth, you spoke the truth? We know for a fact that that video on YouTube never existed. But, you know, we get tired of having the same insane thing happen over and over again. We're going to have to vote them out. And the way that we do that is we do our due diligence to make sure that when we go to vote, that the vote counts for who we want elected, not the vote from the dead person or the corrupt vote from the voter fraud, from the machine that's not working. We got to do our part, get trained, be a part of the process to make it happen for America. With that, I pass it back to Scott.
And I want to pass it to Rodney Lee Conover to give his closing remarks. Thanks for coming on, Rodney. Enjoy it every time. You're a good man. Rodney.
Well, I'm really happy to talk to Dara. She's got a fantastic organization. I'm really glad to make her acquaintance and get involved with iCaucus. And I don't know Mitzi, but I've heard so much about her, and I look forward to meeting her. And, of course, Dan, my buddy in Florida, and, of course, Scott, Superman Scott Osborne, and the great Jennifer Montrose, my online late-night buddy who picks me up when I just want to quit, and she's 3 hours later than me, you know, and she's picking me up. It's nuts. And Jen and I were watching the State of the Union tonight and twittering and tweeting and just heckling the heck out of everybody, and I noticed, I don't know if everybody saw it, but I can sum it up real quickly if you'd like. John McCain, he was on his smartphone the whole time. He was playing Angry Baldwins. I don't know if you have that app yourself. Pretty fun. Obama announced, this was the big program, he announced an increase in the minimum Bitcoin wage. Did you see that? That you would see that in the papers tomorrow. He said, now get this. This, Jennifer, did you see this? He said America was independent, energy independent now. Of course, what he didn't mention, it's because no one has to drive to work anymore. Well, of course you're energy independent. No one's using any gas. This is crazy. He announced that the government is going to invest in a big spending program to get everybody high-speed internet. I guess it's so people will be able to not get Obamacare, but not get it faster. I don't know. I know that doesn't make sense, but there you go. That is your State of the Union summary from Rodney Lee Conover, a service that I offer about once a year. So thanks, and thanks, Scott. Good talking to all you guys.
Another great example of government working for the people.
Exactly.
You know, all we need to do is take a look at history and remember what happened when Hitler was reigning. And we know that this, you know, if you want to see what is going to happen to America if we don't go and start voting our values, take a look. Rodney, you know, you hit it right, the nail on the head. If we got more government in our lives, then we have less freedom. And, you know, give it to the dog. Joe is just doing his part, too. You know, and thank you, Scott. Back to you.
All right. I want to thank everybody for a great show. One more time, Dara and Mitzi, I learned a lot. And I hope our listeners did too. This show is archived, so we can be, a year from now, we can still be linking this show and letting people listen to it, which is important thing. So I want to encourage everybody one more time, go to iCaucus.org, and check this all out. You know, this is the time when we say goodnight, and we're going to close out with one of D-Rock's other songs. This is God's Country, because that's what this is all about. It's a great country. We've all talked about it. We've talked about this the summer of 1787 many times, you know, when that Constitution was written. And we've come a long way in almost 250 years, and we are a great country. We're an awesome country. We've done some great, great things, and people are fighting to get in our borders, not fighting to get out. And part of the reason why is because this is God's country. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Until next time, this is Continued Truth Radio.
On my knees every night, a leader starts seeing the light, 'cause the road that we're on ain't where we belong. We've gotten so far away from the truth. God has been and always will be the foundation of life's liberty. Like me and you, it's high time we spread the news. We can't sit around anymore. Come on and stand up, stand up, and fight for what you believe in. This is God's country, God.
Yeah.